This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in Eritrea's capital. It's a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Tigray's leader accused neighboring Eritrea of sending tanks and thousands of troops into Tigray in support of an Ethiopian government offensive. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed tweeted Sunday that Ethiopia was more than capable of achievement by itself, but did not specifically address the Tigray leader's claims. Abiy launched the campaign in Tigray on November 4th after accusing local forces of attacking federal troops based in the northern state, which borders Eritrea and Sudan. At least 20,000 Ethiopians have fled into Sudan, the United Nations said on Sunday. Meanwhile, Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok welcomed rebel leaders to the capital, Khartoum, on Sunday as crowds celebrated what they hoped was the end of war following a landmark peace deal. It was the first time the leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, which is a coalition of rebel and political groups, had come to the capital since the signing of an October 3rd peace agreement in neighboring South Sudan. The peace deal is hoped to end decades of fighting, including the war in the western Darfur region that erupted in 2003. And a week of UN-led talks on Libya were set to conclude Sunday. It's the latest phase in renewed efforts to end a decade of conflict in the North African country. The UN said Friday that the 75 delegates had agreed to hold national elections on December 24th of next year. For more international news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.